The guidelines for the 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops were launched today here at the Vatican. The assembly, due to be held from October 5th to the 26th of 2008, has as its theme the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. Chosen by Pope Benedict XVI, the topic follows the 2005 Synod dedicated to the Eucharist and seeks to highlight the direct link between Word and Sacrament in the life of the Church. Emer McCarthy has this report.
The 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops will aim to extend and strengthen the faithful's encounter with the Gospel through a deep analysis of the principal questions on how the Word of God is understood and practiced by Christians throughout the world. Friday at the Vatican, Synod Secretary Archbishop Nicola Etrovich presented the Assembly lineamenta, or guidelines, which deal with the main issues that bishops, clergy and the faithful will be asked to address in preparation for the three-week assembly in 2008. Indeed, questions raised by the world's bishops occupy a large part of the 58-page document. These range from the level of knowledge of the gospel in countries across the world and how it is lived by the faithful in these nations, as to what sort of initiatives are taken to transmit the complete and integral gospel to the single believer and the community as a whole. Questions also address the announcing of the gospel in an ecumenical context, underlining the particular importance that it has in dialogue with Jews and the request for greater information on experiences and dialogue based on Christian scripture with those other religions who possess their own sacred books. The guidelines outline that modern man in many ways shows that he still has a great need to listen more closely to the gospel. It also, however, notes that 40 years on, the Church, for its part, feels the need to question itself on the fruits of the council document De Verbum. The document notes that while there have been many positive results, such as the renewal of the Bible in liturgical, theological and catechetical areas, other aspects remain open and problematic. Aspects such as the grave phenomenon of diffused ignorance and uncertainty regarding church teaching, the notable distancing of many Christians from the Bible, and the permanent risk of its incorrect use. Without the truth of the word, relativism of thought and life become increasingly insidious. As a result, the document concludes, while it is positive that single groups of faithful read and interpret the gospel, it must also be underlined that this exercise brings with it some risks, such as the reductive and arbitrary interpretation which is seen in fundamentalism. Church faithful, religious and lay now have just under 2 years to mull over all these issues before they are debated in the General Assembly. Conclusions from the General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops will then be presented to Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Emer McCarthy.